Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, which means being committed to high performance and productivity against all odds, no matter what we're going through, no matter how many storms we're experiencing or how many challenges we're facing, we're choosing to lean in and to push forward. Now, with that being said, this is episode 113, tentatively titled Another Door Opens. Now, this is heavy on my heart, so this is a less scripted and more just off the top of my mind, but I want to share these important thoughts with you because I believe that for every door that closes, another door opens, hence the title. And so I sent out in my Morning Thoughts community, which I'll be sharing with you, I sent out a message today that said, your best years are only behind you if you've given up too soon. Your best years are only behind you if you've given up too soon. Don't give up on yourself. And the truth is, you shouldn't be giving up to begin with, but again, the mindset of, oh, my best years are behind me, really just says like, you know what? I don't want to make the same effort that I should have made and could have made in the past today. So I'm going to wave a white flag and just say that it's not there for me anymore. And that's not true. I mean, historically, there are so many examples of individuals who are beyond their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, or even their 50s that are just really getting the gist of life. And I'm not saying that you should wait until then. I'm saying that starting right now means that you are not in your sunset years. Starting right now means that right here and now you have the opportunity in hand and at hand, but you have to believe in that opportunity in order to lean in and to make the most of it. Look, maybe your situation is that you have the great job, but you don't have the great relationship. It's not too late. Maybe you have the great relationship, but not the great job or not the financial situation that gives you freedom. It's not too late. Maybe you want children from the relationship. It's not too late. Maybe you want to be a better leader. Maybe you want to be a better husband, father. By the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening. A better mother, right? A better learner, a better mentee, a better mentor. It's not too late. It only becomes too late in the moment that you give up. The moment that you give up on yourself. The moment that you give up on your growth. And what comes to mind for me is that I just personally, in my experience, so take it with a grain of salt, I refuse to encounter agitation without employing some form of activation, right? Like, the adversity is going to strike. It's going to be hard. I've experienced too many difficult seasons of my life to trick myself into believing that everything on the other side of tomorrow is going to be easy and sunshine and rainbows and Disneyland. As much as I wish that were the case, I know that more will be required of me every day that I choose growth. And frankly, even on the days that I don't choose growth, if there were a day where I didn't choose growth, guess what? More will still be required of me. So why not take that agitation and to activate some thoughts and some actions and some planning that will take me further in life from it? Because again, there will always be agitation, but why not employ some activation? Activate that side of you, that thing inside of you, that when you really, really have that hunger for that one certain meal from your favorite restaurant and you're willing to get up out of bed, to get dressed, to brush your teeth, maybe, I don't know, I would, but that's just me, to brush your teeth, to get in your car, to use that super expensive gas, to then drive to the restaurant, to then order your food, to wait for your food, to have your server bring your food out, to enjoy your food, to ask for the ticket, to then tip the server, to then drive your way home. Like, that is a whole process that we can very easily underestimate. But why aren't we taking that same level of commitment to our growth? Why aren't we taking that same level of commitment to our fitness, to our finances, to the vision of the life that we want to live, that yes, it is delayed, right? The results are delayed, but that doesn't mean that they aren't worth pursuing. That doesn't mean that they aren't worth the investment today. See, sometimes we get stuck on this idea that we're too old, too far removed, or too inexperienced to manifest dreams into reality or capture that next big opportunity. But that idea only lives true in our minds, not in our realities. It only lives true in our minds, which to me says that if it's only true in our minds, then it can also be untrue in our minds, right? It can be proven wrong, but through activation, through activity, through effort, through intention, through planning, right? Through investment, through stepping into a community and being vulnerable enough to say like, hey, this is where I'm struggling. Is anyone else struggling here? Oh, okay, you're not struggling there. So can you teach me? Can you help me? Can you coach me? Can you train me? Can you support me? Can you assist me so that I'm no longer struggling there also? See, the unsettling truth may be that we're too afraid of the discipline needed to even start the journey. So instead, we pretend that the inconvenience is impossible to overcome. But this is the newsflash for you, whoever you are that's listening to this. The inconvenience is not impossible to overcome, but you do have to first and foremost overcome that need for everything to be convenient, for everything to be easy. I wish it was that way. I wish of all the millionaires that I know and that I've, you know, that I hold court with, or all the, you know, the billionaires, the few billionaires that I've actually held conversations with, I wish that all of them would say, you know what? Hey, once you hit to this number or this age or this day or this experience, everything else is just easy. It's a cakewalk. You don't have to work anymore. I wish that once you got abs, the abs would stay forever. Or once you got, you know, definition, the definition would stay forever. But frankly, that's just not how this life is. And so in my encouragement of the resilient growth mindset, right? And for those who may be new, who may not have heard, you know, this idea, the growth mindset is so often discussed, and it's essentially that instead of having a fixed perspective, you have a growth perspective, right? I am not just Corey James. I am developing Corey James every single day. I am not just a leader, I am a developing leader. I'm not just a father, a husband, or a son. I am a developing father, husband, and son. That means there's always room to choose growth and to find improvement. But even with that growth mindset, there must always be resilience. And resilience is the tough one because in all reality, most people don't want to go through the adversity or that agitation that I was mentioning in order to get to the activation. But only with resilience can we take that agitation, apply some meaning and say like, ooh, this stings, this burns, this ache is leading to something. This pain is leading to something. I have to figure out what the source of it is, what the meaning is, so then I can activate my growth, right? So when you encounter the agitation, use the resilience to then activate that growth, and that as an entirety or as an entire mindset can take you through, man, almost any and everything that you'll ever experience in life. If you stay focused, if you stay committed, if you are resilient and growth mindset focused. And I'll say this, outside of your comfort zone does not mean outside of your abilities. Let me say it again. Outside of your comfort zone, louder for those in the back, outside of your comfort zone does not mean outside of your abilities. So start today. Write out your plan. Fill the gaps and be relentless in your pursuits. Educate yourself. Seek knowledge. Seek exposure. Seek mentorship. Open the book or listen to the podcast or listen to the audio book. Right? Apply yourself in the ways that you can. And I'm not saying don't listen to the song. I'm not saying don't listen to the new Drake album or the new, you know, the new Kendrick Lamar album. I'm not saying that you have to be devoid of those things, but I'm saying that they can't be the majority of your time if you still feel that ache in your stomach that says, I have more room to grow here. If you still feel that push and that potential, and you still feel like the world has more for you, then lean into that more and make sure that you're not entertaining yourself more than you're educating yourself. Again, make sure that you're not entertaining yourself more than you're educating yourself, because the education will lead to ultimate entertainment. The education can open all of those doors, but you have to first get outside of your comfort zone so you can get into your abilities, and then you can start that new chapter, and then you can overcome that adversity. And then for every door that closes, another door opens. With that being said, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow, and I believe in your ability to do so. But what I have said and will continue to say until everyone in my community knows it and people coming into the community understand it but need more exposure to it is I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow, but you must do the work. You must do the work. But the good news is that you can. You already have all the tools you need. You already have all the tools you need to strike out on this path. So let's get to it. Let's choose growth. And as always, right now is a great time to get clocked in. So take care of yourself and go do the work. It's Corey.